Hey everybody, welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen and today is April 26th. Today we are going to jump into Messiah chapter 3. And to start it off, King Benjamin's going to talk about a time when he received a visitation from an angel who taught him all about Jesus Christ. So let's jump into verse 3 and see what the angel told King Benjamin. He said, "And he said unto me, Awake, and hear the words which I shall tell thee. For behold, I am come to declare unto you the glad tidings of great joy. For the Lord hath heard thy prayers, and hath judged of thy righteousness, and hath sent me to declare unto thee that thou mayest rejoice, and that thou mayest declare unto thy people that they may also be filled with joy." Something that I love about this verse is it seems pretty clear that King Benjamin, with so much righteous desire, had been praying to better understand Jesus Christ. He had been praying for an added measure of knowledge, because it says here, the angel comes to visit him and he says, "I'm visiting you because God has heard your prayers and he can see how righteous your heart is and your righteous desires." I love what that teaches us about King Benjamin and about his faith and righteousness, that because he prayed with a great desire to understand, that God in response sent an angel to declare joy unto him. I also think it's important to recognize that the angel is saying, "I was sent here to declare joy to you. I was sent here to bring you joy and bring you happiness." And that joy, that happiness, comes in the form of testifying of Jesus Christ. In 2017, Sister Bingham gave a talk called "That Your Joy Might Be Full." And in that, listen to what she teaches us about the correlation between a knowledge of Jesus Christ and joy. She says, "As you study Christ's life and teaching in a myriad of ways, your faith in him will increase. You will come to know that he loves you individually and understands you perfectly. In his 33 years of mortality, he suffered rejection, persecution, bodily hunger, thirst and fatigue, loneliness, verbal and physical abuse, and finally, an excruciating death at the hands of sinful men. In the Garden of Gethsemane and on the cross of Calvary, he felt all of our pains, afflictions, temptations, sicknesses, and infirmities. No matter what we have suffered, he is the source of healing. Those who have experienced any manner of abuse, loss, chronic illness or disabling affliction, untrue accusations, vicious persecutions, or spiritual damage from sin or misunderstandings can all be made whole by the Redeemer of the world. However, he will not enter without invitation. We must come unto him and allow him to work his miracles." I love this quote because it helps us understand that it doesn't matter what we've been through, what we're going through. It doesn't matter our trial or temptation. All that matters is that we come unto Christ. And as we come unto Christ, we will find greater faith and joy in knowing that Christ is the source of all healing, no matter what we're going through. So as we go through these verses and take a look at what the angel taught King Benjamin about Christ, ask yourself, how does this doctrine bring me greater joy? In verse 5, King Benjamin teaches, "For behold, the time cometh and is not far distant, that with power the Lord Omnipotent, who reigneth, who was and is from all eternity to all eternity, shall come down from heaven among the children of men, and shall dwell in a tabernacle of clay, and shall go forth amongst men, working mighty miracles, such as healing the sick, raising the dead, causing the lame to walk, the blind to receive their sight, and the deaf to hear, and curing all manner of diseases." So this verse teaches us about what the Savior is going to do during his earthly ministry, that he's going to work mighty miracles. He's going to heal the sick, raise the dead, give sight, cause the deaf to hear. But my friends, understanding what the Savior did in his mortal life is essential to us because we don't believe in a crucified Christ. Yes, he was crucified, but we believe in a resurrected Christ, a Christ who still lives. And if while living on the earth, he was able to work miracles, heal the sick, raise the dead, cause the lame to walk, the blind to receive their sight, and the deaf to hear, that my friends, I testify, as a living Christ, he is still able to work miracles in our lives today. So take some time and reflect. What miracles have you seen at the hand of the Savior? Have you seen healing from something spiritual, physical, mental? Has something that seemed dead been brought back to life? How has Christ helped you see or helped you hear? Sometimes we expect all of these miracles to be physical. We might say, well, I've never seen someone who was lame all of a sudden jump up and start walking. No, that might be true. But because of my faith in Jesus Christ, I have had power to move and to do things that I wouldn't normally have power to do. Because of my faith in Jesus Christ, I have been able to see things that without that faith, I otherwise wouldn't be able to see. Christ can heal, but that healing isn't always physical. The hard thing is that sometimes all we want is to see the physical manifestations of Christ's miracles. Sometimes all we're praying for is the healing of a loved one. All we want is to see that physical cure. But my friends, I testify that even when the answers to those prayers aren't what we hope for, even when we don't see the miracle in the immediate curing of an illness, I testify that the miracle of Christ still comes. Because Christ was willing to submit himself and be crucified, and because Christ rose again, it's my testimony that all things will be made right through Christ. And so yes, we may not receive the miracle that we're hoping for in the moment that we're hoping for it, but in the end, because of Christ, all will be made well, all will be healed, all will be set right, and all will live. What a beautiful reassurance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when we understand that, it makes sense that the angel is teaching that the message of Jesus Christ is a message of joy. Even in our deepest sorrows, even in our biggest pains and afflictions, we can find hope in Christ, which can lead us eventually to joy and peace in Christ. In an article called Safety, Peace, Joy, and Security in Christ, Elder Ballard taught, "My testimony to you is that the safety, peace, joy, and security we seek are found only in accepting and sincerely believing in the life and mission of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Almighty God. As we embrace his teachings, we give up all of our sins, we repent, and we do all that is in our power to come unto him in a true spirit of discipleship, knowing perfectly well that it is through his grace that we are saved, even after all we can do. And as we give ourselves to Christ fully and completely, we find safety, peace, joy, and security in him. Does that mean that we will not have turmoil or personal problems, sickness, family challenges, or employment difficulties? Not at all. But it does mean that if our faith is anchored securely in our testimonies of Christ, we will be able to cope with whatever challenge or adversity comes our way, and we will be able to do so in a positive, faith-promoting manner. If we keep our lives focused on Christ, we will gain a broader view, an eternal perspective. With that, we can understand adversity and what is the right thing for us to do within the context of Heavenly Father's eternal plan for all his children. And we can find comfort in this life, in the eternal safety, peace, and security that he promises. My friends, I testify of a living Christ who is able to offer us all the healing that we need and more. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media, subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me, Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.